Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Scorpios Talking. My name is Ann Ortley, and today is February 2nd, 2017, and it's Groundhog Day. It's also Candlemas, which is the halfway mark between winter and spring in the Northern Hemisphere, and summer and fall in the Southern Hemisphere. And this is Scorpios Talking, and I'm Ann Ortley. I'm an astrologer here at my bright red desk, and the reason we're late today is because I slept through Groundhog Time. I have no idea if Punxsutawney Phil saw his shadow or not. I rolled over and went back to bed did that yesterday, did that today, and slept right through the episode. So Michael, lovely Michael that we love, Michael was available later today, so we're doing the show a little later. So for our fans, it's here. Sorry we're delayed. It was my fault. And Michael,
hello.
How are you? What's up in your land? You're in the city today, yes?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
No, everything's fine. Everything's fine. Elizabeth Warren, I just watched her inauguration again.
You watched Elizabeth Warren's inauguration?
Yes.
Meaning what?
Meaning when I close my eyes, I just enter a different reality.
Oh, you mean like in 4 years when she gets inaugurated?
No, I just decided she's my president.
Oh, I like that. Well, that's a good way to handle it.
I'm trying to learn the concept of alternative fact.
So Elizabeth Warren's the president, and we're all living happily ever after?
Yeah.
I love you, Michael. What a great thing. How cool is that? I could totally get behind Elizabeth Warren as the president. But what I've been watching is the Indivisible People. Apparently Tuesday is Trump Day. And there was this. They have all these people going and visiting their senators and their congresspeople, including this very nice-looking Catholic principal. You know, and he was like, I'm a retired Catholic principal, and I'm here about Betty DeVos being the Secretary of Education. And clearly these people don't know what to do, you know, because we're taking a page from what the alt-right did, and the lefties are doing it now. So it's been fascinating watching. I'm having a lot of fun.
I don't know what you mean. What are they doing?
Yeah, there's a group called Indivisible.
Right.
And it's a website, and it's got a whole set of procedures. And what it was written by was some members of Congress, staffers, who said the whole Congress is up for re-election every 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And this is how the Tea Party people did it. This is what they did. And we suggest you guys start doing it. So there's all these Indivisible groups all over the country, and they're visiting their Congress people, and they're going to town hall meetings, and they're asking questions, and they're very politely saying, you know, we're constituent. We know a lot of people don't show up. So they're showing up all over the country. So it's kind of cool. And they had a whole bunch of little clips on last night about it. And I said, Rose and I have been talking, you know, one of my friends was like, you need to take a day off every week. And I don't. I mean, I basically work all the time. And so I said to Rose, okay, let's block out Wednesdays. But now apparently Indivisible does stuff on Tuesdays.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, well, maybe I should block off Tuesdays and have that be my protest day. But, yeah, it's very cool. So it's kind of fun. And then I was talking, you know, I got my sister's cat. You know, he transported up here.
Right.
And everything's good. We're all getting along. So I was checking in with my sister and brother-in-law today. And they go out on a Stimson or something like that. Every 2 weeks, they meet with a bunch of Germans, and Americans meet and sit and talk. So they were – so Bruce today – now my brother-in-law is a Republican. I mean, he's a Rush Limbaugh Republican, you know, one of those guys. Hates Rachel Maddow. Born a Baptist, you know, creationist, the whole nine yards. So he's at this dinner, and apparently one of the guys said, you know, Trump was an immigrant from a town nearby, Trump's father. And I said, no, his grandfather was an immigrant. But he goes, well, the guy said he's a brothel owner. And I'm like, really? He said, that was where the money came from. They owned a brothel. And I'm like, wow. Well, that kind of explains a lot of stuff. But it was an interesting he said, you know, I mean, this is what the Germans are saying. You know, this is the origin. And, of course, his mother was first generation Scottish. So he's got an immigrant background. So it's an interesting – Bruce was like, you know, and he's – you know, and he's such a Republican. So he's, like, kind of switching teams, I guess. Not really, because he's still a fiscally conservative kind of guy. But I thought it was fascinating. So straight from Germany, from the Stinson, which is a meeting every 2 weeks of the Germans and the Americans where they sit and go out for dinner and chat, and they've been talking about Donald. over there in Wiesbaden. So that was my exciting thing that just happened earlier this afternoon on the phone when we were calling in to report in on the new cat. So, and what's new in your world?
I don't know how to answer that. I'm finding it very difficult I'm fielding enormous anger this week.
Yep.
I'm not exactly sure whether it's part of the collective. My guess is it is.
Yeah, Mars went into Aries. It's going to be there for till the end of March. It's a very angry energy.
Yep. Yes, well, I'm certainly feeling it. So,
and the Venus goes into Aries this weekend, and it's there until the end of June. So we're going to have a lot of anger for the next 3 to 4 months. I mean, a lot.
Yeah.
More than we have now. Yeah.
I'm just trying to stick to, I'm doing everything I possibly can to spend as little time as possible in contraction mode.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Feeling a lot of anger is contraction.
Yep, anger is contraction.
So I just am curious. I've morphed it into, if I'm feeling angry, I'm just curious, like, what am I angry about?
Mm-hmm.
What does it feel like to try to move through it? I also am just reading as many novels or watching as much stuff where people are nice to each other as possible.
Which is really good.
Yeah. Because it doesn't do me any good. Because what I'd like to do is illegal, so there's not that way of getting rid of the anger.
Mm-hmm.
So, therefore, there's no point in having it.
Because you can't do what you want to do. You can't do the illegal thing, or you don't want to do the illegal thing.
I don't think it would be good for me.
Yeah.
So, it's... I don't like it. I don't like things that are lies.
Yes.
It just really always bugged me. And I remember when Rachel was little, Kitty, my...
Your mentor.
Family. She was also our therapist at the time, told me that I had to allow Rachel the latitude to lie, which I couldn't do. So I just went, look, Rachel, Kitty said that it's just it's part of being a child and you're supposed to be able to, fib your way through occasionally and prep, but you can't. You got assigned me. Don't do it. I can feel it.
You can lie to other people, but don't lie to me.
You make your own choices. It doesn't work with me. It makes me nuts, Bryce. I don't know where to look. I get embarrassed because I know what's going on and what is being said is so different from what's happening. And I'm not exactly sure how to proceed from there. And that's everywhere. I have absolutely no idea where any of it's leading.
Well, it's my Scorpio Moon coworker, Mark Woltz, who's really good at this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He said we were talking about it last night, and actually on Tuesday too, that the moon is, people are dumping into their moons, meaning the energy of this T square, which is the craziness out in the world, is coming into the moon, which is our emotional space in our body and our being. And it's the place where we have no words. The Cancer house is the house where we have no words. So we're all feeling it on a deep emotional level, but then how do we express the words? So then our moon says, okay, this is how we handle it. So my moon in Pisces is sleep. So I hit the bed and I'm out for hours and, in soup and water and nice long showers and all that crap. But also, he's like, he's a Scorpio moon, so he's like, look beneath the surface. This is Gemini. Geminis are pickpockets, con artists. So they're doing this distraction over here, because over here they're doing something, stealing or taking something.
Well, that's the thing, is that I the amount of distraction going on is quite extraordinary. And,
yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There was something that absolutely put me over the top, and I cannot remember what it is at the moment, but it was so grossly illegal.
Yes. And you, Michael, have a very last degree Pisces moon.
Yes, I do.
So you're a Pisces moon, that deep emotional feeling, and it rules in your Milwaukee chart, it rules your mind, right? And in your New York chart, it rules what's of value to you.
Yes.
So those two areas are under emotional attack.
Yes.
And the moon's in the house of the collective, i.e. television, which is why you don't watch the shit, you read it. And it's in the collective in both houses. So this for you is, you actually really do need to even watch what you're reading.
I am.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you said you're reading happy books and stuff, but...
happy books or
happy
people
movies.
Surviving World War II stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, because you're highly stimmed right now. And natally, you have a Moon-Pluto in conjunct, and Donald's stuff lands on that. Now, the eclipse that we're going to have in a couple of days, interestingly, is at 22, and your Pluto's at 23. So this is taking us back to August of 15 for you, also back to February of 90, for all of us, February of 98 and February of 79, and what was going on then, the story is repeating. But for you, it's down to that Pluto on the south node, which is, you know, a lot of people think that people with your signature came in from the Holocaust and said never again because of the Pluto on the south node. So your signature is kind of a marker of somebody who died under Plutonian circumstances, like
mm-hmm.
World War II or being nuked or something. You know, there was some bad ending. So you come in wired for that not to happen again and wired to smell it when it does happen.
Mm.
So that's part of the gift of your chart, but that's part of the problem of your chart, too. You know, and the whole idea, I mean, my mother used to line us up against the wall when we lied, all three of us, you know, because there's three kids who ate the icing off the cake.
Yeah.
I didn't. And she'd go, I can't stand liars and sneaks. And she'd pace in front of us, you know. And eventually my brother would usually confess because whatever it was, he wanted to go do it. Even if he didn't do it, he'd take the fall. And then she'd be, you know, whatever, it, you know, because it was who ate the icing off the cake. And usually all three of us had, but one had been really in, really on it. And, but yeah, it was definitely, you know, I was really raised with this vehemence against it. And, you know, and at one point I was in town and a friend of mine's kid was there and he had sugar all over his face. We didn't know what it was. It was white powder in a restaurant in New York. And she goes, Michael, what did you eat? He goes, nothing. And she goes, okay. And she said, now think about it. I want you to calm down. I want you to tell me the truth. Think about it. Breathe. Okay, now what did you eat? He goes, sugar, which is good because it wasn't cocaine on a pocket or something. But I looked at her and I went, wow, that was a completely different way of dealing with liars than I was raised with, which was basically my mother lining us up against the wall like we were in a firing squad along the dining room wall. I can still remember it. And she said, people lie when they're trapped. People lie the instinct is to lie first when they're caught doing something. And then if you give them time and space, think about it, they might come tell you the truth, which is what Michael had done. So I was like, oh, okay, that's interesting. Because mine was, you know, you were terrorized into not lying. So it's an interesting thing. And you, with all your Scorpio stuff and your Pisces moon, smell it. You smell it. You feel it energetically. It's like
it
hits your system like a whack. And yes, there's a lot of lying going on right now. But it also is, you're just always going to vibe to it, like amazingly, totally, totally, totally. And right now, because the moon rules your mind and it rules what's of value to you in the New York chart as well as your mind, this is big. It's a big. So Pisces moon, you need to go to bed.
No, I definitely am spending a good deal of time lying on my bed. In fact, I even got a new bed.
Wow. Well, you said that you were getting one because the mattress wasn't comfortable, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Now it's here.
Hey, cool. So that's big. And for all of everybody listening, think about what your moon is. because that's what you're going to want to do instinctively to comfort yourself. We talked, Michael and I talked last week about the Maslow pyramid and the bottom level being out of sorts. And of course, when we are in a restaurant and the truck goes by, the water is what moves, right? So Michael's Scorpio and Pisces. I'm Pisces. That's why we love each other. But also, it's understanding that the extreme sensitivity, you know, some people are really going to be running really, really highly sensitive right now because the crazy making, lying is, you know, we can feel it. So, but then what do you do with it? And I don't know that we have the answer to that, but what are you doing to help it? You're sleeping more. You're feeling it. You're angry.
Yeah, and I'm trying to take it situation by situation, and I've done not a great job in some circumstances. I've been in situations where I should have excused myself and didn't,
mm-hmm.
And got people angry at me.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't even a political discussion. It was just whatever. I just have to be more careful. So I'm learning bit by bit about what's okay and what's not.
Right.
And what can I say? I think I'm not looking for a lot of comfort.
Mm-hmm.
I think that I have to find that inside of me. I think that it things seem to be in a place where they're moving so rapidly and people are so disoriented that there are very few people are available to pay attention.
Yep.
People are just...
Well, the other part of it is when there's so much distraction going on, it keeps everybody off balance.
Well, and the distraction, that's the thing for me, is that really, you're paying attention to this. This is unimportant. There are other things that are extremely important that are getting very, very little attention.
That are going on below the scenes that we have to watch for.
They're being reported, but they're not. They're not getting a lot of attention.
Right.
I mean, one huge one is that what I see happening politically is exact. There are many people who have acquired power who are screaming if anybody mentions the fact that they're doing stuff that is bad.
Mm-hmm.
And they were the ones who were flipping out when they thought the Democrats were doing it.
Right.
So, I mean, I just wish it was over. What can I tell you? This is, you know, clearly not sustainable. This is like being stuck in detention.
It's going to go at least this crazy till June.
Yes.
And then, I mean, the Pluto returns another 6 years.
Right.
So this is a setup for the Pluto return. So your job is to figure out what side you're on, what's important. I mean, I went from overwhelmed last week to this week. Okay, focus. That's what happened was Mars switched out of Pisces, which is globalizing, kind of feeling like, oh, my God. And what's happening right now, Michael, Venus is on your moon, right? So you're feeling like everything you love is about to die.
Yes,
you know?
I do.
And yeah, so that's a biggie. And it shifts into Aries, and then it gets warrior-like. But the Mars moving out of Pisces into Aries, I was like, okay, I have to limit what I do. I mean, I have to figure out what my vision is. And my vision is women and children and the people that are indefensible. But I'm not necessarily going to do the Muslims or the immigrants. But in the fact that they're women and children, I will. But I'm focusing on the women and children stuff because this new guy is going to go after Roe v. Wade and yada, yada. And the funding for women in Planned Parenthood and women having access. That's where I'm going to, you know, I love polar bears. I love the EPA. I think all this stuff is bad, but I'm not going to worry about those. I can focus on this. This is what I'm going to pick, my area that I'm going to be hopping up and down on. So we have to kind of remember as a tribe, we're being asked to respond, but we have to pick where we spend our energy. And I think that's really most important because first we have to live our lives because if we're totally consumed with this stuff, it drains us enormously. But secondly, If everybody pays attention to the thing they're most passionate about, then that's the space that we want to go for. So,
yeah.
And the rest of it is going on, and it is going to, you know, anybody that's alive that I've read, if you're listening to the radio from my point of view, when you have a Pluto trip, it's like you go to, your everything goes to hell in a handbasket. But you're also understanding that you're undergoing this major metamorphosis, and if you tried to explain to a caterpillar what a butterfly is, they would look at you and they'd go, yeah, right, string comes out of my butt, and then I crawl into a cocoon, and I turn into black goo, and then I hatch, and I have wings, and I fly, and I eat pollen? Really? That's what we're having as a country. We're having the eclipses that founded our country in 1776, and they also were active in 1918 when Wilson tried to do the League of Nations after World War I to prevent another world war. Right, so we're having major, major stuff as a country, as is the world. And, you know, what we have to look at is the 600 more than that, the ones they reported on. Even the Antarctica marched, right? And when we were at this point with the AIDS epidemic, this is when ACT UP and GMHC formed.
Mm-hmm.
When we were at this point in the Pluto and Sag epidemic, that was when the Voice of the Catholics formed and they started going after the priests. Only to find out it was the same priest transferred around to a bunch of places. And they made reform, but it was a nasty process for about four more years. And
mm-hmm.
So it'll be a nasty process for us for about four more years, which is the next elections. But it also is, we know what we have to do now. And as a collective, where the nodes are going to shift out of being victimized, which is where we are now, into being unified in action, but all working on our own stuff in service of the greater good. So we're at a major turning point, major, major turning point. And for empaths like you, or most of our listeners, because we do have a lot of Scorpios listening to us, you're picking up all sorts of stuff. You have to really do good self-care.
I'm trying.
I know.
Not very successful, but I am absolutely trying.
I know.
This is just huge.
Huge.
A lot.
Yeah, I know.
I feel almost dizzy with how
overwhelmed,
but I can't get my thoughts together, really.
Yeah.
It's a big effort.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it's a feeling space. It's not a thought space.
Yeah.
There's no words for the Cancer house. It doesn't have words.
Right.
And you have Cancer ruling that house in both of your charts, so there are no words. You process by feeling, and then
right.
you figure out, because you're really smart, you figure out how to give words to the feelings.
Correct.
But when it's this much stuff coming in, the word part is flooded. It gets flooded, and so you have to go. It's shorting out, is the way I would say it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's some really bad people who have power right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Really bad.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, and I'm not even talking about Trump.
No, I know. No, Trump doesn't have power. He's just in the front.
He does have power, but
well, he has power, but he doesn't know what to do.
It's self-limiting.
Other people are coordinating it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Other people behind the scenes. Yeah, I mean, Mark compared it to there. You know what Trump's doing is he's opening a lot of cans. So he keeps opening cans and opening cans and opening cans. And our job is, what are they going to cook now that all these cans are open? And once he finishes opening the cans, they don't need him anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the front guy that gets everybody all excited while they're behind the scenes doing shit. So that's the part we want to pay attention to.
Right.
The behind the scenes doing shit, because he's
yep.
the diversion. He's the pickpocket guy that falls in the bus stop. I remember being on a bus once, and I had my camera with me. I was doing a roll of film a day, and I'm sitting in the back. The buses in New York have a back entrance, and in the old days, you had to push the door. Now they open automatically, but back then, you had to push them. So the one guy kind of falls in the bus stop, but he's doing this, like, weird thing, and I couldn't figure out what it was. And I'm, like, looking at him going, there's something wrong with that. And then there's a guy behind him, an older man, an older gentleman, and then behind him, another guy. And I kind of watch, and I know there's something wrong energetically, but I'm not quite sure what it is. And it's kind of this, hanging around, kind of stuck in the bus, like he got his foot caught in the bus or something, and he couldn't get off. And then he gets up and he gets off the bus. And then the old guy gets off, and then the guy behind him gets off. The bus driver yells at me. He goes, why didn't you take a picture of that? And I'm like, what? He goes, why didn't you take a picture of that? Those were pickpockets. And I'm like, really? And I turn around, and the two guys that were one behind the old guy and one in front had the wallet of the old guy. And he's going one direction, and they're going the other.
Hmm.
And I was like, oh. Gemini, which is what Donald is the sign of the pickpocket. Create the diversion over here so you can get this thing over here.
Right.
Right? So we've got a giant pickpocket scam going. Or if you're in New York, they have that little Ponzi thing where they have a little ball under the cards.
Yep.
And you win like five times, and then when you put your money on, that's when you start to lose. So everybody needs to have a stash of cash in their house in case the economy collapses. You know, a couple weeks, 6 weeks of money, food, water, you know, kind of keep your stuff if the internet goes out. How are you going to work? You know, that kind of thing. We need to be prepared for all sorts of exciting things to happen, because that's what we're in for. Because it's a big Ponzi scheme. I know that sounds a little paranoid, but it's Pluto. We never underestimate the big guy. And besides, he got demoted to a dwarf, so now he's really mad.
Yeah.
Did you see that cute picture on Facebook where, I don't think you're on Facebook, right?
Nope.
There was a picture of Pluto when they had the flyby, and he had like a heart on his face.
No.
And there was a poster somebody posted, okay, so you dumped me and now you're driving by my house real slow. What does that mean, you know? So, yeah, so it's hard. So what are you running into in your clients?
Well, a lot of them are just not coming.
Mm-hmm.
Especially couples are just not wanting to deal.
Yeah.
So that's slow. Other people are coming because they're uber focused on personal decisions they have to make. They're not really at all involved in what's going on in the world.
In the world. Mm-hmm.
And then and I've had to say no to a whole bunch of new people upstairs because I'm not there. I'm here because mm-hmm. of Gene. So I mean that's kind of how that's going.
Mm-hmm.
I just which is fine because if I look inside I somehow seem to pull it together, but I don't see how, you know, in between things. Like, if I don't have something to do, I go, I have no idea.
And also don't have the bandwidth, right?
I don't have a whole lot of bandwidth, and like I noticed this round of stuff with Gene, I did not have the energy to interact with all the lies, or if you want to put it more kindly, the difference between what was said and what happened.
Okay.
In
terms of what the illness, the reaction to the medicine would be?
No, just in terms of what's going to happen.
Okay.
Next. Like I always sense it. I always go, so this is what we're being told. This is the truth. And the doctor will go, absolutely not. You won't have to wait that long, and then that's not true that you do have to wait that long.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's happened like three times this week with three different circumstances. I just I don't know what to do because, I mean, do you know you're a liar?
Were you aware that this is not how it went down? Yeah.
I mean, you know, are you trying to placating me? Because that's even worse than being lied to for me.
Right.
So, I
or do
just,
you truly not know this is how it went?
Right.
Which may be. That may be part of
it's possible.
Of the, yeah.
It's possible. But I go, is there any benefit to going further down this road? And generally the answer that I've come up with is no, because you don't have the energy.
Right.
They've already used up the time that you didn't want to waste. They took it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. You know, it's just a lot of, everything's a lie. Like everything. And there's no problem with lying because it's from the top down now.
Right. Right.
You know, there's a whole bunch of stuff in this apartment building that was supposed to happen. And we get all these notices and it's all lies. Like, and nothing ever happens when they say, and I go, why would they bother making these notices?
Mm-hmm.
When none of it is accurate.
Right.
Like, why would they bother creating a Yeah. And it's because the truth has never been so devalued.
Right. Right. Because we have alternate facts.
But there are no alternate facts.
I know.
A fact is a fact. A fact is something that happens.
Yes.
It has nothing to do with the meaning you make of it.
Right.
So there are no alternate facts.
Right.
There's that macabre-looking woman. I forgot her name.
Kellyanne.
Yes. I mean, just.
She's a little scary, that girl.
She's just macabre. She's like made out of the leftover bits of a whole bunch of personality disorders,
mm-hmm.
you know, that don't go together.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, startling to me that, yeah, I'm startled.
Yeah.
And it's nothing to do with whether I agree with what they want to do or not. It's just, it's the lack of coherence, the
right.
lack of congruence, the lack of the fact. Like one person will say one person one thing, and somebody else will say something completely removed about the same thing,
mm-hmm.
and it doesn't matter.
Right.
And that's I keep trying to go back to what Barbara Marx Hubbard said, which is we will have to go through a period of time of collapse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that you just need to sit and watch it, because anything that's eye-focused, that's ego-focused, must collapse before we can possibly move into a place where we understand that what we have to do is create a win-win.
Right.
That we're taking care, as best we can, of the needs of everybody and leaving no one out.
Right, right, right.
So, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
It's, but this is just... I don't know. I think people are just burrowing in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, they're doing whatever their moon needs to do. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing what their moon needs to do, which in some cases is burrowing in. Some people, you know, Heather, my other woman I work with on the astrology stuff, she's an Aries moon, so she's like, rah, 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 rah. She's like in warrior mode. My moon wants to burrow in. I'm like, I got up at 12:15 today, and I was like, holy shit. And the only reason I woke up was because Kate was talking to the cats, you know. I probably would have slept till 4 o'clock in the afternoon when the clients start to come. So, but anyway, we are done. The British lady says we're finished. So we'll be back next week, hopefully. We all survive another week. And take good care of yourself, folks.
Thank you, and you too.
Yeah, this is Michael. Hugs and love.
And to you, Annie.
All right, darling. Big
Bye.
Hugs. Love you. Bye.